This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to, if you're just tuning in, Tom DelBacaro was on with us in the last hour. And you got to go grab his book, seriously, The Divided Era. You'll find that up on politicalvanguard.com. That's politicalvanguard.com. If you don't know how to spell that, maybe this is the wrong show for you to listen to. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you. If you just Google his name, Tom Del Bicker. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's Italian. You're going to make fun, right? DelBecCaro. It's really that simple. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be involved in our conversation, just give us a call. Tune in. We're live on Facebook, live up on the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get involved in a conversation. Smarter people than I are definitely in that chat room. You can head over to the website, too, if you would. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate. But you don't have to. You're going to find out that they've been lying to you all these years. That there's nothing here to be afraid of. The labels that I just read off to you were labels that the left has given me. Because I don't know. Maybe they don't know any better. Or maybe they just don't. But they hate labels, but they've given me labels. I'll never understand that. I'm not smart enough to figure out the stupidity of it all, I guess. I don't know. So I got some, while we were on break, we got some good news, exciting news, whatever, however you want to approach it. But we have, as you know, we've been pushing Sam Sorbo's movie, Let There Be Light. And you're up against all the big movies that have come out this weekend. You're up against them all, and this is a good feel movie, all right? And you know how most movies do well the first weekend, and they kind of drop off the next weekend or what have you, unless they're like the big blockbusters, and they're spending all kinds of money trying to promote it. Well, guess what? So with a budget of only $3 million, Let There Be Light continues to remain the top 10 at the box office this past weekend. So, you know, thank God first, and then thank people with sane minds that want to see decent movies with their kids, with their loved ones. I used to hate going to a movie with my kids and finding out that this is not something I can sit through with my young kids. And Sam was on this. She knew what she wanted to do. She wasn't going to give in. And she made it happen. And when you hear the story, whether you believe in God or not, I believe that God was involved in this from day one, from the minute she had the idea for this. Because every piece after that fell in place. And let me see, at the box office, okay, there were 9 films that have an average budget of about $64 million each. Let There Be Light came out on October 27th with 373 theaters earning the second highest per-screen average and quickly expanded to more than 700 theaters. They were giving her a hard time in the beginning. They wanted her to have pre-ticket sales before they released the movie. So what she'd be asking us to do is to buy the tickets and hopefully we'll sell enough to make the movie work. Well, she refused to do it. So opening only at 300, only, notice I say, at 373 theaters. Can you imagine a major movie only opening at 370 theaters? They'd be opening thousands of theaters across the country. The theaters, she earned the second highest per-screen average, which she said is very important, and quickly expanded to more than 700 theaters in a week. To date, the film has grossed nearly $4.1 million only after 10 days in the theater. So next week, she's actually going to, or at the end of this week, she'll be up in more screens than she was before. So when you look at this and you think about this, we can make a difference, but you people have got to, and some of you have already done it, so don't get mad, got to get off your butt, and you got to get out there. LetThereBeLightMovie.com. LetThereBeLightMovie.com. So, you know, I don't know how to get you guys more involved or more engaged in this stuff, because this is right in your face, right in your neighborhood. Talk to your movie, you know, the theaters. Get the movie manager on the phone. Find out what's going to take to get it in there. Now, she's got reports from thousands of theater goers across the country about how much they love the film. Any remark on how the film is providing them with comfort and healing that relates to specific circumstances in their lives? You know, the film is about an atheist who has to come to grips with what he believes or doesn't believe. Right? It's got Kevin Sorbo in it, who came to fame as the first Hercules, and then as a star of the box office sensation God's Not Dead, and was written by Dan Gordon and Sam Sorbo, who's also co-stars. It also follows the story of a world-famous atheist who has a near-death experience that challenges his belief about love, God, and family. Also features movie stars like Dionne Warwick and Travis Tritt. Dionne Warwick, you couldn't come from two opposite sides of the world, right? Travis Tritt, he's all country, ain't he? What are you laughing at me for? I don't know this music. I know Frankie, Sammy, and what's it, Dino. I don't know the rest of these people. Anyway, head over to LetThereBeLightMovie.com. LetThereBeLightMovie.com. Support those people that are on your same wavelength. Support those people that are willing to do what you need, what we all need to see, what they need to place in front of somebody. Come on. Anyway, including me. You can support me, too. I'm good with that. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. More to come on the other side of the break. Don't go far. Really, seriously, a lot of crazy stories that I want to deal with tonight. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract. strike to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, I probably shouldn't. I don't know. I'll figure this out eventually. I lost my train of thought. I have too much stuff coming at me. The Apple app. I'm waiting for... Okay, I guess I could do that. The movie I was just telling you about with Sam Sorbo. And Let There Be Life. Let There Be Light. Movie.com. And you want to do this? Anyway.
I will.
She had put in for an Apple app. Actually, she put applications into Apple and Android. And the Android app got approved pretty quick. slammed through pretty fast. And then the Apple app got rejected for being too religious or not really of any value. And the apps, I guess, allowed you to watch bits and pieces or trailers and order tickets and all that fun stuff. And it really doesn't matter. I mean, it wasn't a useless app, right? And she got that back, and it was too religious, it was too this, it was too that. But there were other religious apps. There was a Muslim app that call you to prayer, let you know when to pray. There were other, I mean, obviously there's a Bible app or what have you. Somebody saw that app come across and decided they didn't like the movie, they didn't like what the movie represents, and they weren't going to do anything with it. Right? And it's terrible. So anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me again on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I got so much stuff that I want to talk about. I know I'm going to get ahead. I got to get ahead of myself and screw everything up, which wouldn't be the first time. You guys who've been listening for a while know about it. I end up all over the place just because some of the stuff just drives me out of my mind. You have to have a mind to be driven out of, but it really does. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, so you know the shooter. This is what I love, the shooter. Nobody wants to talk about mental illness. Nobody wants to talk about any of this stuff. Nobody wants to talk about what the guy's background was. You know, he was brought up on domestic abuse charges. It's one of the reasons he was thrown out of the military. They don't put up with that stuff. I would imagine they don't at all. So he was thrown out. And you know, they tell us that religion is bad, you know, it creates nasties, it does all kinds of stuff. You think about this, this guy was a flaming atheist, all right? He was a liberal and an atheist. Now look, let's be clear. When I talk about this stuff, sometimes I'm not talking with a broad... I have liberal friends that are great people. They are. They're wonderful people. They approach things a little differently than we do. But they're not that hardcore social liberal, those social liberal nut jobs that you see out there that are pushing some really crazy stuff. Right? Now, according to this one writer, the Texas church, that mass murderer at the Texas church, Devin Kelly, was a liberal. And the first clue is the fact that he was a self-avowed atheist screaming that, you know, right-wing conservatives were nuts. He was, not us. Right? I mean, how many conservatives run around shooting up churches? How many hardcore conservatives run around shooting up mosques, for that matter? Right? Now, time will tell as it goes on and we learn more and more and more about this person. I don't want to call him a young man. I don't want to call him a man, period. This animal. And more what they see on his Facebook page and other things that he's done. I mean, truly, it got... You know what's funny? You guys on the left, or some of you, I won't say all of you, because again, I got some friends on the left that are godly people. They just approach things a little differently. They perceive Jesus as one that would feed everyone no matter what. And I'm not going to get the whole theological discussion tonight. But think about what you people do on the hardcore left. You take value away from everything, and then you wonder why people like him and others find no value in human life. You allow life to be killed in the womb, and in some cases you find it okay, as Mr. Obama did before he became president. He would not back a bill that would save the life of a child who was born from a botched abortion. They were allowed to leave it sitting on a table dying. And you know that's true. You look it up. And his comment behind it, the reason he wouldn't support it. You ready for this? That baby is, I want to paint this picture. I want you to get sick. That baby is lying there on the table dying, squirming for life. And the reason ex-president Obama wouldn't approve a bill that would help save that baby is he didn't want the mother having to revisit her decision. Well, she's already aborted the baby. She has no rights to that baby anymore. She should leave. Once the baby's born, she's done. I would take it away from her. Bring it back to life and give it to a family, a loving family that wants it. But he couldn't think that far. Is it because he's on the left? I don't know. You tell me. But they've taken value away from life. They've taken away, my first chapter of my book, Absolutes? Absolutely not. They've taken the value of life away. We're teaching our kids that child sitting next to you is an accident. That the child sitting next to you was started off as a blob of protoplasm that had nothing to do with human life. And then we wonder why young kids and people go in and shoot up schools. There's no value in there. Those aren't lives. Those aren't anything we need to be worried about. There is no value. And what little value they try to put on things, they constantly switch it around. Right? I mean, look at the games they're playing today. A white guy, and that's the way they put it, a white guy goes in the church and kills 26 plus people, and why aren't we calling it an act of terrorism? Why aren't we saying it's a religious thing? Well, there's two things going on here. First of all, that guy's an atheist, so it's not a religious thing, unless you want to spin it around and say it was religious because he went looking to kill religious people. You don't go into a church looking to wipe out atheists. It just doesn't work that way. Unless the atheists are all suffering from Alzheimer's or dementia, and they're in there not knowing they're in a church. I will calm down and come back in a minute. You don't want to miss this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000. 7000.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I don't know. No comment.
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way. He had a boogie style but no one else could play.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being a part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things that you've been taught to hate, you're going to find out you don't have to. You really don't. They're feeding you with a line that you're buying. Don't buy it. Don't pay for it. You know, and there's a lot of things in the book that seem to irritate even people on the right. I'm amazed. I thought these people were my allies, my friends, my compadres. But they're not. They don't see things like we do. They're not interested in true justice. They want everybody to feel good. They don't want people to think poorly of them. You know, for the five allowed people to think poorly of you, which I can prove in some of my personal messages and emails, there's 150 that are on your side. So don't shy away from, feel bad, pull away from what's going on online. So anyway, we were talking about the suspect of the Texas church mass murder. And this guy was a liberal. And I was clear, so those of you who tuned in late go, okay, another liberal bashing show. Well, I'm not bashing liberals. My dad's a liberal. My mother, I mean, technically they're registered Democrats. They're considered liberal in some of their thinking. But you know what? They sound more like Republicans. They sound more like conservatives. And I've got liberal friends that are not this far left, that aren't off like this. But you got these guys again, where human life is more, this guy, for instance. You're teaching these kids, you're teaching these people that human life is of no value. I want you to think about that, right? Or you can't tell me, you know, we're always screamed at to believe in science as Christians, as religious people. They say we don't believe in science. It's a lie. We believe in science. As some of you heard me say, I just don't believe that science created God. I believe that God created science. I believe the reason that H2O equals water is because God decided, right, that H2O would equal water. Not because science decided. Just because we discovered something doesn't mean we created it, right? But what they've done is they push these people to believing that it's godless. Everything is godless. and that we don't need God because we have science. Well, I don't believe that we've created human beings from nothing. I don't know of anybody who's done that. Please, send me a link if they have. Hasn't happened. Back to why I was talking about science, because when it comes to abortion, when is a baby viable? See, I don't know. I'm not a college-educated guy, so I'm not having so much of this professor garbage to have to push out of my head. But in my feeble, little, uneducated mind, if they've been able to deliver babies at 19, 20, 21 weeks, and they've made it outside the womb, then couldn't we say, if we were doing scientific research here, couldn't we say that 19, 20, 21 weeks, that time period, a baby can live outside the womb, then it's a viable human? It has all the fingers, toes, nose, eyes, respiratory, everything that a human would have to sustain life, it has. So could we not say at that level, it's real, it's life, it's alive? From scientific, forget God for a minute, just from a scientific standpoint. But see, we don't do that. We tell our kids it's a blob of cells. Now, they've got smartphones, say, to their chagrin. They have smartphones. They can go look it up themselves. They can see what that baby looks like until Google and Facebook and other places start blocking it. But for now, they can see what it looks like. So when you look at that, and they're pushing that this is nothing. This is the blob of cells. You can kill it. You can stop it from existing. You can suck it out. It's not a big deal. You can rip it apart and pull it out. It's there's nothing there. There's nothing to see here. Right? So we're teaching kids that life has no value. However, then we bring PETA into class, and all animal life has value. Right? As one of my buddies loves to say, they're screaming about what goes on in the animal world, and we're, oh my God, we're taking milk from a cow, we're taking eggs from chickens, it's just terrible, it's nasty, it's wrong. I mean, think about how crazy they get over that. But abortion's okay. They're conditioning your children to believe this stuff. They're conditioning your children, they're flipping them and getting them to believe this kind of garbage. You know, again, you get to PETA, they're screaming about, a buddy of mine likes to talk like, you know, they're... A buddy of mine likes to say, think about what PETA does with tuna, right? They're screaming about the tuna. The dolphin gets stuck in the tuna nets. The dolphin is getting stuck in the tuna nets. What about the tuna? You don't care about the tuna getting stuck in the tuna nets? Just the dolphins, right? We're okay with eating tuna because they're ugly. Dolphins are cute. They make, like, just dumb. We do things like, you know, art with our arts and culture. Right, liberals love arts and culture, and it doesn't matter what it portrays, what it looks like, who it offends, that's okay. But I can't have a conversation with you about abortion. You can put a picture, you can put Jesus on a crucifix, upside down in a bottle of urine, you can call it art, and I have to put up with it. But you can't stand to see the picture of a baby in the womb. That's a terrible thing to have on campus. Has to be ripped up, has to be brought down right away. We can't have trees killed. We can't have trees pulled down. We can't do any of that stuff. But we can rip a baby out of the womb. I'm beating this up for a reason. I mean, think about it. And then you have these guys, like this Devlin fella. Well, Devin, I'm sorry. The things that were high on his list, you'd be surprised. Well, maybe you wouldn't be surprised. I don't know. Animal welfare was one of his things. Arts and culture were one of his things. Ready for this one? This should make you sick. Little children. We're seeing pictures of little children. Civil rights and social action. The environment. Health. Human rights. But whose human rights? Come on, think about it. Who was he fighting for? What was he fighting for? Think of all the last massive shootings that were done by, you know, non-Muslims or things that were done not in the name of quote unquote religion. Right? They were done by deranged people who had no real belief. Right? Come on, be honest about it. No real belief. that kind of shot up the Republicans. Shot up Scalise. There was nothing there. He was another one who was a social justice nut. See, for them, it's at any cause for any reason. It doesn't stop anywhere. They have absolutely no respect for real human life. I mean, think of how many women die having abortions, multiple abortions, mind you. They don't care about that. It doesn't bother them at all. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The Leading Edge, which is the Pacific Justice Institute commentary that's done every week or every other week, sends me these, you know, one-minute, two-minute jobs, recordings on issues going on in and around our campuses across the country. And I love what they do. PJI.org, PJI.org. Let me play this one for you. Maybe, I believe you're smart enough, but maybe you'll get something out of it.
It's time for The Legal Edge, a look at your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. And now, with a look at what's happening on the legal front, the president of the Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus.
Pacific Justice Institute recently sent a letter to the Fresno Unified School District calling for an investigation into the access they gave to a local reporter for a story about sex education. You see, the reporter surveyed students on hot-button topics like abortion and LGBT issues, but parents were not notified beforehand. Now, state and federal law require parents to be notified and given an opportunity to object before students receive surveys that pry into areas like sex and religion. If your child receives a survey soliciting personal information without parental permission, contact PJI.
To find out more about The Legal Edge, call 916-857-6900 or log on at pacificjustice.org.
Now, during the break, go check them out. They're a great organization. They're fighting for you and me, and they're fighting for our kids on a regular basis. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. One more segment in the stretch. Be back in a minute.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Cars in America. That's right. I'm good with that. No, really, seriously. I mean, people are having a heart attack on the left that Trump told the Japanese Prime Minister, you can build more cars in America, right? You can do that. Didn't see a problem with it. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spent on the air with us taking notes. Anybody take? I hope you're taking notes. But I'm doing all this talking for. Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Okay, more heartburn for you. First, go up to the website and buy a coffee mug. I'm telling you, the coffee tastes so much better in a TRS coffee mug. You don't believe me? Buy a cup. If it doesn't taste better, I'll give you your money back. You have to send the cup back, though. I'll wash it, send it to somebody else. No problem. Anyway, yeah, head up to the website. I got all kinds of stuff up that you can buy. Helps keep us on the air. Helps keep me new shirts. Got to have new shirts. Come on, what is the video on this thing? Okay, there you go. How exciting is that? All right, so this should get you, like, to throw up in your mouth, which is always exciting. We're always looking to save money here, there, and everywhere else, right? We want to put a few bucks aside. We can't stand when the government spends money on things they shouldn't be. But this particular issue, I'm sure they don't have a problem with it. I want you to know that there's been over $23 billion in credits claimed by illegal immigrants. And part of what the left isn't telling you, part of what they'll be totally upset about, is the fact that it would be canceled under the GOP tax bill. We can't have that now, can we? Right? So illegal immigrants will no longer be able to claim billions of dollars in tax credits under the Republican tax overhaul plan. Currently, an estimated $23.1 billion a year flows to the families of illegal immigrants through the child tax credit, the American Opportunity Tax Credit, and the Earned Income Tax Credit. But you see, how do they get this money? They need to have a Social Security number. You know what that means? They've stolen somebody's Social Security number in most cases, right? Now, illegal immigrants are able to claim the credits because the Internal Revenue Service allows them to use IRS individual taxpayer identification numbers. The IRS issues those numbers on the grounds that it wants illegal immigrants to pay their taxes. Yeah, I'm sure they're all over that. Seriously, is it a Social Security number given to legals, American citizens? I don't know that much about the Social Security system. I figured it wouldn't be around long enough for me to learn about it. It's just a farce to say it was created to collect taxes, says Robert Rector, a senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation. It's nothing but a welfare program designed for illegal immigrants. Right? Those temporary tax numbers, they're for tourists. Think about it. They're for people coming here and working a very short period of time. They are not for illegals to have as they're living here doing their thing. Now, the new bill would eliminate the use of these numbers and require anyone who claims a tax credit to have a valid Social Security number. Right? The cost of this broken policy has fallen squarely on the shoulders of the people it's designed to help. Hard-working American families. Right. So we're paying out this money to people who don't deserve the credit. They're not here. I mean, they're not American citizens. I can't wait to hear it. I'm against illegals. I'm against aliens. No, I'm all for legal immigration. All for it. You came here. How can you say you want to come here for a better life for your family? You want to come here so people can take advantage of the American way of life. You want to come here because you respect and understand the rule of law. And you break the law to get here. You live in the shadows. You have to lie on a regular basis to stay where you're at to keep your kids in school. It's a total 180 from what you said you came here for. I'm sorry. I'll just put it real simple. It's lying. The cost of this policy, and again, all this money falls squarely on my shoulders, your shoulders. A U.S. Treasury Inspector General report estimated that up to $7.1 billion is paid out each year to illegal immigrants and individuals illegally claiming children. Illegally, are you hearing? Seriously, I mean, you've got kids being claimed that shouldn't be claimed. You have kids, you have the same kid, and we've read these stories before, I'm not going to go over them again, look them up yourself. You sometimes have the same child on several different tax forms. What is it with the IRS? They can find you when you beat them for $300. They tack on $10,000 in interest and penalties. But they can't find people using the same child on two different tax forms. Really? White House Budget Director Mike Mulvaney said that the issue is one of fairness to American citizens. How do I get somebody who pays their taxes to say, look, I want you to give this earned income tax credit to somebody who's working here illegally? There's no way to defend that. Mulvaney said earlier this year, as reported by the Washington Examiner, and it's a reasonable accommodation to simply ask them for a Social Security number, is it not? Most people agree with that. It's funny how the left throws up what the American people believe about something, what they want, how they feel about a certain issue when it benefits them. When it doesn't benefit them, they either say that we don't have enough information or the American people falling to the misinformation of people like me. Isn't that nice? If you don't have a Social Security number, you shouldn't be getting a tax payment. You shouldn't be able to file a tax payment. It's really that simple. And it's gotten to the point where everybody's so busy taking care of themselves, they're not even paying attention. Now, President Trump, as a candidate, he criticized the tax credits. And he vowed that he would stop the practice. Look at most of what people are complaining about. You already know this. You guys are smart. If you're listening, you're smart. But most of you guys already know this. What people are mad about, the noise, most of the noise is from the left. They're mad about him doing what he said he was going to do. How many elected officials actually do what they say they're going to do? Not many. We all know that. Right? It's hilarious. And again, what are you teaching your kids? You're in such a dark place when you do this to them. It's not fair and it's not right. It's simply unacceptable. There should be no free rides. If American families having a hard time making ends meet, if it's American families having a hard time getting into colleges, you have no right to jump over, to go to the head of the line. Especially if you're not an American citizen. Ours first. Whether you like it or not, ours first. It's really that simple. For me, it's really that simple. You know, it's so frustrating. They scream about nationalism. About how bad nationalism is. Look at Nazi Germany. And they keep living out the second half of that. Socialism. They were Nazi socialists. Right? So it wasn't... Being proud of your country, wanting your people who built the country to be taken care of first, there's nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing. I don't know if I have time to make this work. But a CNN reporter, just a bonehead of a reporter, excuse me, I'm going to catch heck for this, but an African-American woman, a bonehead of a reporter, was in the White House during one of the White House press briefings. And it was hilarious because she was trying to get, you know what? I think it was stolen. Somebody broke into my computer and took it. Oh, my God, is it gone or is it still there? No, I think it's still there. All right. So she's a CNN reporter, and she's trying to trip up Sarah Huckabee. Sarah Huckabee Smith, right? Sanders? Like in Colonel? Sanders. Yeah, like Colonel Sanders. What? All right, I'm going. Anyway, I want you to listen to the comment. Maybe. Come on, you can do it.
The question is, does this administration believe, does this president believe slavery was wrong? The last question, compromise.
Does this administration believe that slavery is wrong? Can you believe she actually asked that question? And she gets paid for this. I could ask dumber questions if they were able to pay somebody. Apparently, there is no bottom to the list here, but listen, there's more.
It's an issue of compromise. What is the definition of compromise as it relates to slavery and the Civil War?
Look,
We're gonna talk about slavery and the Civil War. We're going to bring that up because of something that General Kelly said that they took out of context. But this gets better.
I'm not going to get in and relitigate the Civil War, like I told you yesterday. I think I've addressed the concerns that a lot of people had and the questions that you had, and I'm not going to relitigate history here.
When you left. So, okay, I'm going to ask the question again.
Why don't you ask it in the way that...
Why? Why? You're going to get a different... You think you're going to get a different answer? The question is asinine. Do people in this White House believe in slavery? So you're... But you wouldn't ask the question... Unless you're trying to have a gotcha moment. And I would guarantee you later on, if you go back and read her article, she probably wrote that she couldn't get an answer. They avoided the question. No, they're not going to speak to this crazy question. I'm sorry, I wish I could have finished that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me tonight. I always appreciate your time with me. Remember, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. We're here every day. Hopefully you will be. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.